This is part one of the second set of interviews with István Deák, and this one was conducted on April 18th, 2010.
So it's April 18th, 2010, and we're with István Deák in his apartment, 410 Riverside Drive in New York. And we're continuing with the interview that we started in the fall. And so we're going to pick up with his time in London, and we were talking about Downing Street. And so maybe you can tell us a bit about your time in London and then where you went from there.
Well, it's a nice episode in my life. It's not one of the major events, but I think I told you already, I mean, let me repeat it, that I was invited, or I had the possibility, it's much better to say that, the possibility to do agricultural labor in Somerset County together with some other students, French students. We went there and spent a month together with British students harvesting, mostly picking potatoes on a big farm. And we had a wonderful time, a totally new environment, a new world for me. One of the deep impression that the situation made on me was that the farmer's wife, they were very wealthy people, they had huge farms, that she behaved as if we were all the same and all equal, and she brought the tea herself and the scones herself to the field. Thereafter I went to London and called one or two people whose addresses and telephone numbers I had, and one of them was a girl by the name of Peggy.
Oh wait, can we go back to the agricultural labor for a second?
Yes.
How did that opportunity arise?
Well, I don't remember quite exactly, but it was announced at the university in Paris, mm-hmm. where I was already inscribed, even if I didn't have much time to, much possibility to study, that there were many job opportunities that they announced there, and one of them was to spend a month in Somerset County on a farm picking potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I volunteered and joined a group of French students. Maybe we were 40 or 50 French students. I was part of the French contingent. And there we met with the same number of British students. We were housed actually in former Air Force
barracks,
Quonset huts,
uh-huh.
Which were very comfortable, and we were fed there. And in fact, we had our own cooks who cooked for us. Unfortunately, British food and not French food, and we worked on the farm, mm-hmm. which we enjoyed very much. Well, not everything, but the general atmosphere was excellent. And the difference between the British and the French, which were far more pronounced at that time than it would be today.
And what were those differences?
Well, the British being, these were university students already. Now, at that time, university study was restricted to a very small percentage of the population. So when you talk about British stiff upper lip and British cool and British self-respect and British lack of openness toward others and certain degree of snobbishness, you mean the British upper classes. Well, those students were from the upper classes. I didn't talk to all of them, but talked to enough of them to know that they came from very good families and that they had been to Eton and other excellent.
So these were all boys, men?
These were all boys, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That is another typical scene for that period, that nobody would even thought of. It never occurred to me that there could have been girls with us. We were boys, and that was it. The French were a more varied lot because France was a little bit more democratic country already at that time. So many of the students came from the countryside, and they were trained to be teachers, high school teachers. Hopefully some of them dreamed about becoming university students, whereas the British students, I have the impression they were mostly trained for life, that is, aristocratic young men who were trained to become leaders, but not life leaders, either by being in the civil service or being in the army or being in colonial administration. Some of them might have wanted to become teachers, I don't know. There was a difference. The French atmosphere was much more relaxed, we were very loud. It occurred to me many times that the British must barely tolerate us because there were two big tables, the British table and the French table, and of course I was at Mr. French, who treated me very well and acted as if they didn't notice the difference between my accent and their accent and my background and their background. But we were throwing things at each other and shouting and doing what young 18 and 19 year olds do when they are together on vacation. And the British were very quiet. Now I was practically the only one who spoke English among the French. Mm-hmm. And so I often joined the British, working or talking to them because I was very curious. And they were friendly and polite, but I realized that it would be practically inconceivable for me to break through and to be treated as one of them. Whether the French treatment was genuine or just they behaved at that time in order not to show the difference between them and me, I cannot tell. But I had the impression that I was one of them. Mm-hmm. And I had the impression that I could never become one of the British group. When I think about it, I also have the impression now, thinking about it, that the French also treated me as a foreigner, proof being that nobody ever invited me to his parents' home. Mm-hmm. But the French generally don't invite each other to their parents' home or to their own homes. We went to the cafes, which we couldn't have done in England, but we did in Paris. Now, when this was over, we took the train to London, we dispersed in many directions, but I had enough money, I saved enough money, working for a whole month and earning about £1 a day, which was a very good salary, so that I could afford to stay for at least a month in England. And my visa was valid for another month. And I found the cheapest accommodation in Salvation Army, where I was, which was very interesting again, because I was in one room. At that time it was considered perfectly normal for several people to stay in one room, to sleep in one room, and there was some discharged soldiers, the soldiers on furlough, and then there were some beggar types, and one or two younger people in a big room, and there were maybe six or eight people who were very friendly. And I think we paid a minimal amount for clean and acceptable quarters. And then I made some telephone calls. I had two addresses to call, and one of them was a girl by the name of Peggy. I didn't write down her last name, or the friend in Paris didn't give me the last name, I don't remember that. And I called, and Peggy said, yes, I know Cyril. Cyril was the one who had given me the address. She was a good friend of Cyril Makarov, a French, white French refugee son. And she said, yes, she's going to meet me at the National Gallery. And we met. She described herself as red-haired and rather chubby, and this is exactly what she was. And we visited the place, and then we had lunch in Lloyd's, which is the cheapest restaurant imaginable, terrible food. And then we went to another place. We met another time, and I don't remember how many times we met. The second or third time she said, rather than eating in this bad restaurant, why don't you come? My home is not very far, and we will have lunch there, and I will introduce you to my parents. And then we went to a very quiet street. First we took the bus, and then we went to a very quiet street, where the first thing I noticed, which a little bit surprised, that there was a policeman in front of the house. And I said, why is there a policeman? And she shrugged or something. Well, policeman. Policeman couldn't be in front of the house. Then a man came out, a white-haired man of the house, and she said, this is Mr. Morrison, this is Mr. Deak. And they still didn't realize that this was Herbert Morrison, who was at that time Secretary of the Interior. And then I said, well, where am I, and why is there a policeman? Who is this gentleman? And she said, you are at 11 Downing Street. My father is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Sir Stafford Cripps, who was a not one. The transfer of the exchequer is the second person, after the prime minister in the British cabinet. It's a very strict hierarchical order in the British cabinet, and the foreign secretary is the second, and the chancellor of Czech was third, or the other way around. In any case, this is a very important position. And of course, I knew who Stafford Cripp was because he was very much in the news in those years. He had been ambassador to Moscow, and he was very strongly pro-Soviet.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Commissioner, High Commissioner or something like this, to India, and he was instrumental in the establishing of Indian independence in India. And so I was very surprised, of course, and that this is Sir Stafford Cripp's residence, directly next to 10 Downing Street, which is the Prime Minister's residence. And I went in and was introduced to Lady Cripps, and she looked especially exactly what was.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Our old-fashioned aristocratic woman to be. I also met him. He was very kind and friendly. Of course, couldn't care less who I was, but he was very friendly. And then, so I had lunch there, and then I stayed, in fact, for dinner. And what was also, of course, very striking, that there were practically no domestics, and the lady Cripps and me washed dishes after lunch.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Absolutely abominable, because at that time was still a time of austerity in England, and he was minister. He was Mr. Austerity. He was the one responsible for that austerity program, which is being still debated in Great Britain, but it was a good idea. But the population was, I would almost say, was starving. And compared to France and compared to Hungary, the misery of the British life.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That people could live like this 4 years after the end of the war, when in France you saw nothing but beautiful cars and elegant people and full of cafes. And in Britain there were no cafes at that time. It's a very strange culture. And Hungary, where I had come from in 1948, was better off than France. For instance, there was ample food, incredible amounts of food to be had.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Whereas in England, with all the money in the world, you couldn't have bought anything. Although there was apparently a black market for some people, but the Cripps, naturally, who had introduced the austerity program, would not think of going to the black market. Therefore, they had what was given to them on the coupon system. They were given two eggs. One.
This
egg
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And two slices of bacon. And some potatoes, and very bad food, and very cold apartments, although I experienced it only a little because I was there in the summer. But it was cold enough, this being Britain, it was cold enough in the summer, that I wondered whether they wouldn't heat the apartment a little bit to the house. No, they wouldn't. And they took me on a tour, they took me over to 10 Downing Street. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's very interesting. Very special simplicity, which makes nevertheless for a grandeur that only the British can create, that the Prime Minister, for instance, doesn't have an office. He sits in the cabinet room. There's a long table and the chairs around it, and he sits in the middle. And he lives upstairs, which, by the way, you can all see.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Yes, Minister.
Series. Wonderful. Yeah. But that's actually true. I saw that. I was there and said, well, this is a nice small room in which there is a big table, and around the table there are chairs, and that's where the cabinet meets, not all the ministers, only the important ministers. The so-called junior ministers practically never invited to 10 Downing Street. And then, so where does the Prime Minister live? That is where the Churchill lived until 1945.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They showed me a little bit upstairs, and it's a very modest little apartment. And so only the British can produce such a thing, which they can afford, because they are, because especially tradition is being aristocrats, who in the countryside have a few castles.
Right.
And here they demonstrate their simplicity and their austerity by being satisfied with such simple circumstances. The very opposite to an East.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Or Hitler's chancellery. So that was. I never been to Hitler's chancellery, but I saw enough films to realize this incredible difference between the German chancellor's office, which is like a football field, and at the end there is a table and a desk, and that's where he sits, and everything is everything grandeur and enormity and oversized.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And still wins the war. So at that time, of course, we were very much impressed by the British, and especially by Churchill. I'm still very much impressed by Churchill, so that didn't change, but that was a fantastic experience for me. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us where you went from London?
Oh, I went back to France. I was living in France. I was trying to study.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Registered at the university, which all of us Hungarian and East European refugees did, because they gave you advantages if you were registered as a student. It was extremely easy to register as a student, there were no restrictions. And as such, you had some benefits and privileges, as for instance, you were able to eat in the university mensa, university student. Restaurants.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
For very little money, and other little perks. That one of the typical perks was that we could get. This is also typical for France. They were distributing entry tickets to nightclubs in Pigalle, and you could go with your girlfriend. You had to go early. So that there would be the passers-by.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then you were given one glass of champagne. But then came the big trouble if the girl wanted another glass of champagne, which was more than your monthly income. So that something. Well, I went a few times, and I always explained to her, who was also a student, that we can only afford one glass of champagne. And then after a while, when customers came, then they threw you out. But it was enough. It was an interesting experience.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But I had no income. So for me, it was not 1 month's income, but a sum that was almost inconceivable, the champagne. So I was trying to find a job. And I did, I think I told already about little things that I did, no?
Could you extrapolate?
Actually?
Like what little things such as?
Well, such as working Le Al, which is a
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
No, I don't think you did talk about it.
Okay. Well, all right. So jobs. I started out...
You did?
No, that's fine. I think you mentioned getting scurvy.
Yes. Oh, well, my God, I don't want to tell this anecdote again.
No.
Better now. No.
But the
I think we should skip that, what I did there, because I'm sure I told you. I got the scurvy, and then I was doing this and that. I was a secretary to an
This
American
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He needed somebody who spoke English to supervise the other students who were doing work for him. And so then I had, this was my first more or less steady employment, but still very little money. And it took a lot of time, so it was difficult for me to study. Therefore, I could not do much more than pass my so-called first certificate. You needed first four so-called certificates.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To get a licence, so-called licence, which was a licence for nothing, by the way, because you couldn't get a job with it. And I especially, maybe I told you that also, that I couldn't get a job. Well, that is worth remembering how different life was again in Western Europe, in Europe at that time, that I had no access to any professors.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
There were very few professors and very many students, but finally, after the first year of studying at the Sorbonne, part-time, because I had practically a full-time job, I had the opportunity during a summer seminar to talk to the teacher of the seminar who was an assistant at the university. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What were my chances of remaining in France and teaching in France? Of course, what I had in mind was lycée, high school teaching, because university was not something either in Hungary or France that you could really aspire. If you were for many years a gymnasium teacher in Hungary or a high school teacher, a lycée teacher in France, and you managed somehow to publish things.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
One of 1,000 aspirants was admitted to the university in some kind of a teaching capacity. But that explosion of teaching personnel, which characterized the European university today, or which was more characteristic of American universities already at that time, was still totally missing. I don't think that there were more than altogether a dozen professors of history.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
At the University of Paris, there were only 12 professors, and maybe 20 assistants, who, by the way, were not paid or paid very little. The same in Germany, by the same in Hungary. I mean, by now, I remember who the teachers, more or less, who the teachers of history were at Budapest University at that time, because there were no more than a dozen, if at all. So that was very difficult.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I wanted to ask that assistant what my chances were for teaching at high school. And he said, you were not born in France, you are not even naturalized. It's very difficult to be naturalized, which I knew. It was almost impossible in 1948 or 49 or 50 even to get a naturalization certificate. The French were just not giving it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Some Hungarians actually managed after many years. Like François Feitu, after all, many, many years he became a French citizen. But he said you were not born in France, and therefore, because you were not born in France, you cannot teach in a French state lycée. You have to be born. Naturalization is not enough. What could I do then? He said, well, you could teach in a collège, which is a denomination.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He said, but there too, there is an over... too many people want to go there, there are very few jobs, and the salaries are pitiful. So then I understood that I could not stay in France and I won't have a future in France. And that's when the opportunity arose that a Hungarian journalist by the name of Count Gyula Dezsőfi came to Paris.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To offer in Germany, Munich, that I went to see him, and he hired me for Radio Free Europe, not as an announcer, not as an editor, but as a librarian. I forgot to tell you, I think, that one of the things I did both in Budapest and in Paris.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Even a little bit in a library, in the public library. And in Paris I was a stagiaire, which is an unpaid trainee at Hachette, which is a very big publishing house. So I had a tiny little bit of exposure to French publishing and French journalism, because I also worked...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's a major... French newspaper at that time. So I had a little exposure of this. I had an idea at least how libraries function, because I'd been involved in it in Budapest, and there was a bookstore and library, and then in Paris. So that's why I was hired as a librarian. And then in September 1948,
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Discouragedly took a train to Munich. Discouraged because I wanted to stay in France, I wanted to be French. I spoke very good French. Occasionally they mistook me from the French man thinking it was from some God-forsaken region that had a special accent, but occasionally they accepted me as French. In any case, I love being in France.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The dream of being in France as a Hungarian was very strong, which reminds me, since we had this discussion yesterday about the myth and lore of Transylvania, I would say there were two myths and lores that were very popular in Hungary. On the conservative right nationalist side, but not only there, but more mainly there, there was the lore of Transylvania as a place of wisdom and beauty. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And something that one has to reconvert. On the other hand, as you probably know, on the left, more intellectual circles, ever since Audi, or well before from Audi, it was Paris, France, French ideas, French Revolution, the Marseillaise, everything. So then one looked to Paris, and one wanted to go to Paris. And everybody whom I admire among Hungarian writers, Audi.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Kosztolányi, for instance, whom I liked very much, he wrote very often about his experiences in Paris. So I really felt that I belonged there, then I had the impression that I didn't make it, that I didn't have the stamina. And when I think back to it, yes, it was quite true that I didn't have the stamina. I could have persevered because very soon.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
The French laws changed, and they became much more hospitable to foreigners. I don't want to say that they had been inhospitable, because France was the only time where a refugee could stay, but it was always just permitted to stay with the expectation that the refugee would get out from them. Australia, Canada, wherever he can go, that he should go. It's a transitional state.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Refugees forever. Whereas in the 1950s, this changed. Thanks to United Nations, the so-called IRO, International Refugee Organization, and others that functioned at that time. Some of the French mentality plus governmental policy changed in this direction of more hospitality. So many of my Hungarian friends stayed in France, got jobs in France.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
Professors in France, and actually made careers similar to what I could make in America. I did not want to be in America, I didn't want to live in Germany. I didn't want to live in America, I wanted to live in France, but I gave up. And then by going to Radio Free Europe, without realizing it, I changed the life even of my family in Hungary. Because it
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That I worked for Radio Free Europe.
Well, we definitely want to talk about that, but I just want to go back a second to France and see if you remember anything, because this is it's an interesting time.
Yeah.
If you remember anything about the way that the French were dealing with the World War II legacy, about the way that they were dealing with Algeria, or about, you know, the Cold War, if anything happened
well,
to
very
you.
Very happily, but if you're going to such details,
this is a demonstration.
Well, things
of
that affected you personally, or that you observed, you know.
Yeah,
the,
well, that's an affect person is one thing. And observed is another thing.
Yes,
yeah,
I suppose. Or, yeah. You know, how real were these things at the time for you, for example?
Yeah. Well, when I arrived already, I arrived in the middle of the French battle for supremacy within France and outside of France, because France was very much involved, already engaged in.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I remember very much the Guerre de l'Indochine. The public was riveted to Indochina, the communists being on the side of the rebels, and more or less everybody else, including most of the French resistance leaders, former anti-German resistance leaders, involved in the colonial enterprise in arguing that
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Needs to keep the colonies, deserves to keep the colonies. Man heard and read in the newspaper, heard in speeches, infinite amount of rhetoric about the rayonnement of the French, of the French intellect and the French spirit. and that how well the French governed the colonists and how important it was for those colonial peoples who were treated as equals.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But who were treated nevertheless differently from the way the British treated them. By colonial, the native population. So yeah, yes,
what
from
about
the very beginning.
Among your friends, what were they thinking about these things? The French people that you were hanging out with, that you went to cafes with,
yeah.
Were they of a particular political stripe, or were
yeah.
they mixed?
Well, that's a very good question. First of all, one did not hang out very much.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
For me to meet this young French. I met with young French girls, but at that time, frankly, we didn't spend that much time talking to girls. We did not take them for... No, it's not correct, it's not correct because I had some very bright, wonderful French, French young women I knew, and one of them was Claude Jean...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Joza was her last name, I can't say. Marie-Claude Joza, she was studying at the École Normale Supérieure, and so I looked at her as a goddess, because to be admitted there was a fantastic achievement. No, we had different, but I don't remember having very many political conversations. Let me make this a little bit better. I don't think that I approached the whole issue very well.
This is
when
a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's very clear that France is politically split and that there is almost a crisis situation. One was the colonial problem. Indochina and Algeria, mostly these two. The French tried to treat both as future members of the French Commonwealth. So, for instance, while I was there,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Département, that is, this illusion that they will become total Frenchmen one day, but in fact, only a privileged elite was given French citizenship in France. In Algeria, the others were Muslims, and therefore they could not be. But they were treated as Muslims. There were some Muslims became French citizens. So. Clearly, there was a big problem. Clearly, there was a war that France has a very difficult time in fighting.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Although in Algeria there was no war as yet. Of course, young people whom I met, especially French, whom I occasionally talked to from the very beginning, they were very concerned because they were likely to be called up for service, as some of them were, and some of them went to the colonies. The other big problem was whether the country would be communist or not. Now, the general...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
This term atmosphere, I cannot think of better. The general atmosphere, let's say in Europe as a whole, was that Europe will become, if not communist, will become a very much of a leftist continent, I would say. In Hungary, it was... The situation was not different from France. There was a very strong communist party in both cases, but in 19...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The question was whether it is a coalition which is to be taken seriously, in which the communists are the driving force toward reform and change, even for the revolutionary change, whereas the smallholders are the conservative majority that will not make certain changes, whether this will work or whether the communists will put an end to it with the end of the Soviet army. And in Hungary, as you
this
know,
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Communist Party, with the help of the Soviet army, put an end to the genuine coalition government, and by 1948, when I left, it was a coalition government only in name, with all these fellow travelers in it, but the communists dominating, and that's why I left Hungary. I did not want to live in a country, in a one-party government, one-party state. The French situation was very similar. Everybody expected...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
...dominated, at least intellectually, at least. And most of the people I met when I worked, for instance, at the Office de Tourisme Universitaire, that is, for as a guide, because I did that among many other things, almost everybody there was a communist. These were mostly women, some younger, some middle-aged, who their leader...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
...had been a very well-known and respected member of the French Resistance, and she and many others were not only members of the Communist Party, but very militant members, and they went demonstrating and everything else. So that's the world I was living in, and they treated me interestingly. For instance, in this office, the Tourism Université, they treated me...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
...at the same time a certain degree of enthusiasm, because I came from a country that was clearly ahead of France in moving to the left and in introducing that revolutionary change which they felt was necessary. Even in France, socialism had made enormous advances. By 1948, more than half of the French economy was state-run.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
From the railroads to, railroads had always been French, national, but the banks, factories, Peugeot, Renault was state-owned, and so on and so forth. I think Peugeot is not, but Renault certainly. So that it was already advancing, France was also advancing, and it had a coalition government until 1947. So
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The change in France was similar to that of Hungary, except that the coalition government in both cases changed, in Hungary under Soviet pressure in the communist direction, in France under pressure, under American pressure in the non-communist direction. But that wasn't so easy to notice at that time. Yes, the French said, well, this government is reactionary. The collaborationists are back.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But you heard this in Hungary also. Mm-hmm. In 1947, in Hungary, the newspapers were full of this, that the smallholders are building, bringing back the fascists, or bringing back the collaborationists. In France, they went the same thing, and L'Humanité and Combat and Libération and many of the left-wing papers said the same thing. The collabos are back. The Friends of Laval are back. And so I had the same...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Totally mixed up. On the one hand, I didn't want communists to be in power, certainly not alone in power. On the other hand, I was very concerned myself, I was concerned about the possibility of the achievements of the liberation and the resistance, whatever there was in Hungary of it, there was much more in France, being the results of this resistance activity.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So I would say at that time, and I know that it was the same thing in Norway and the same thing in Italy and the same thing in many other countries, the situation was similar. Only that time in 47, 48, 49 became clear that Eastern Europe is communist and Western Europe is anti-communist, and that there is a Cold War.
So how did people relate to you as someone coming from Eastern Europe?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
On the one hand, they said, a few people who talked to me about this, here is an interesting person who comes from a country in which is already building socialism. That was a test question. APT, socialism, APT. Building socialism.
So these are Hungarians?
I'm sorry?
So these are Hungarians you were talking to?
No, I would say French.
Okay.
French, who have been some, like the director of the Office of Tourism, L'OTU. OTU.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I can't think of her name, of all the things I know, but I have it somewhere. She had been to Hungary several times because of this delegation and that delegation, communist delegation. And she said to me that we had a conversation, and she said, so wonderful to talk to somebody who's already experienced this. But then why are you here? She asked me. And then I think I said something.
This
like
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
In real life, and it's very difficult. Or I said, I always wanted to be in France. I didn't want to live without this French experience. But that was my only opportunity to leave, because you know the borders are being closed and you cannot get a passport. They were, she was, and generally she was sort of tolerant of me because I was very nice and young, and I liked
this
me.
Is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I liked me there. But there was this suspicion of what is he doing here, and why doesn't he go back to build socialism? And that, when I went to the Hungarian embassy, where I had some acquaintances like Havas, who was the cultural attaché, the press attaché, the cultural attaché, who was an inveterate communist and had been in the French resistance.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'm not sure what Havas. Havas said to me, why are you here? Why don't you aren't you home building socialism? And then I had this, I want to have the French experience, one of these things like this. And he said, no, you have to go home. And he did not, he rejected my appeal for a renewal of my Hungarian passport, so I lost all legitimacy.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
No, it was called back in 1949 at the time of the Reich trial and was beaten to death in a prison. He was accused of being a Gestapo agent, although he had been in the French resistance, and the famous story about him is, and it seems to have been true, and the Hungarian newspapers wrote about this even in 1970s already, that Havas died thinking that he was in a Gestapo prison.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
While those Abos men were beating him to death. So that's the atmosphere. That's how I can, if at all, if I'm capable of describing it, naturally we lived in this World War II. Naturally, I heard nothing else, but from my boss at the Librairie des Nations Unies, I also worked in a bookstore, which had this high pompous name of Librairie des Nations Unies.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The boss there, the manager, the owner, was a man called Jean Marabini. And he was French, and he claimed, or he was right to say that, I can't tell, that he had been in the French resistance. He too was a communist. And we had many such discussions about my status and whether I'm an acceptable person or whether I might be secretly some kind of a fascist.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Many of the refugees were genuine fascists at that time, the Nazis, Hungarian Nazis. Came to France also. And the other thing that we were discussing is, the resistance. I heard all the time from him and from others the experiences of the resistance and what they did right and what they did wrong, and mostly what...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
...should be allowed to come back. Now, when I mentioned combat, I don't know whether it means anything to you in the newspaper, okay. The combat was the main non-communist newspaper of the resistance. Editor-in-chief Albert Camus.
Oh, yeah.
So non-communist, but really genuine resistor, unlike the Gaston Sartre and others who pretended that they had been the resistance.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But Camus was, and Camus was the editor, and some of the main members of the resistance were still editors when I worked for them by doing two, three other things, because again they had no money, but I worked for them as an interpreter of German and Hungarian, which occasionally was needed, and also wrote a few.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't say that I was a genuine journalist at Comba, but I worked a little bit for Comba. And there, of course, that was the same thing. Claude Bourdet, I didn't see Camus there, but Claude Bourdet, who was the editor-in-chief for many years, for many decades, was a former great resistor, and I looked at him with enormous respect. And he talked all the time, and I heard a lot of discussion of what,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How they are going to adjust in this new situation in which the communists are now being pushed out of power more and more, in which the Americans assert their will, and in which one of the American demand is that former members of the Vichy system be allowed to be part of France again, the French society, French life.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Comba was very much against it. Others like the Figaro or Le Monde, well, there was no Le Monde, the Figaro, much more conservative, was in favor. And there was a lot of discussion about this man and that man of the collaborationist system, whether that he should be allowed to come back. I mean, especially in the theater world, there were so many French, like Arletty, for instance.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Who had lived through the occupation in a way that after the war was considered treason, but 2 or 3 years after the war was no longer considered treason. Danielle Darrieux, the great actress, she went to Germany to sing in POW camps. In order to do that, she was...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And she said something nice about the Germans letting him sing in the POW camp. For this, she was tried after the war. But a few years later, she was acting again. So it's not an easy decision to take, or which do you approve of this or not? Why shouldn't Danielle Darrieux, whose main crime is that she sang in a POW camp, why should she be persecuted for the rest of her life? A young, beautiful
This
woman
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Political mind, or Arletty. Does the Arletty mean anything to you?
Yeah, or yeah. And there was a man too, Maurice de
Well, there were
Chevalier.
Well, Maurice Chevalier.
Yeah,
yes.
Because he was also.
He sang also, yes, Maurice Chevalier, certainly, and Sacha Guitry. Even more, because of the man, so that's politically more.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Yes, so Arletty, famous case of Arletty, she plays a major role, among other things, in the Les Enfants du Paradis, The Children of Paradise, I think it's a good, wonderful film.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so that was the sensation of the World War II. In any case, Arletty, the wonderful, beautiful woman. My mother resembles her.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She is tried after the war for collaboration, for having had German lovers. And then she said, it's a famous saying, mon cœur est pour ma patrie, mon cul est pour moi.
Subtle.
Did you understand it?
Yeah. That's great. So, were there other...
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
East European fascists, or that there were Hungarian fascists who had come to Hungary. I mean, did you meet these people? Did you know them?
Well, occasionally I met them, especially when we were standing in line at the prefecture of the police for permits to stay. I only met... I probably met more, but I don't remember them. You must realize that this was so many years ago.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
One of them, another thing I did was to work as a deputy to the deputy of a person who was a night watchman. And the night watchman was a former Hungarian Nazi. And he, because he had a 10-year permit to stay in France, whereas we had only 3 years or 6 months or even shorter, we were not allowed
This
to
is
work.
A demonstration of Flip
so
for
he
Mac.
He got his job as a night watchman, going in a district from one shop to another and pasting a little sticker there to show that he was checking. But there had been no burglary. He deputized somebody who deputized me and some others. So you can imagine how much money I got for this occupation. And they met him, and they saw that he was actually quite normal. I mean,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Talk to these people. Do we have anything in common? Yes, we all have in common, but we have in common that we are all refugees.
What? How did you know he was a Nazi?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. He knew that he was a Freemason. Mm-hmm. Member of the Arab Cross.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess he knew. I guess his name was known, but I don't remember. Mm-hmm. What? I don't know, do I remember his name, but I remember that he said, oh, it's a Milos.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I really don't remember.
So could I hear how did your, you know, this fabulous network of friends get formed in France? I mean, you mentioned the communist crowd, but you also mentioned this student who gave you the phone number of this British
yes.
Girl who was the daughter of so was it a conscious decision, or how did you get into this network?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That's the impression.
It was very haphazard. But anyway, we are talking here about 4 years, and I don't remember in France, and I don't even remember when, which happened when. I know that it was in, I'm not even sure when I was in England, 49 or 50, 48 certainly not, because I arrived in September. In 49, I was, must have been in 50, because in 49,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Student guide. And then the Dutch students whom I met there invited me to go to Dutch Holland. And then I started this endless and miserable procedure to get a visa to Holland and an exit visa from France. We started with getting a titre de voyage, which is incredibly difficult to have. That's a long story. So I must have been in England in 1950, must have been the next year. Now,
this is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
God only knows, I don't remember, but I was a good friend of his. And he invited me to the White Russian community. They were very interesting people. Of course I know. Jean Marabini, the manager, owner of the Librairie des Nations Unies, which was a little bookstore on Avenue Kléber, and who hired me to work there.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He had a Russian wife, of course. He had a Russian wife. And the Russian wife had a father who was a taxi driver, as most aristocrats were, Russian aristocrats. And he was a colonel and very aristocratic and very contemptuous of the world. But he lived as a taxi driver. And his friend was another aristocrat.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Who was a student at the Sorbonne, so I met him also at the university, and we became very good friends. And Cyril, and this is also very typical, like young people at that time were already very different from their parents, much more perhaps than today. And he was, if not a communist, but he was very much of a progressive. We were all very progressive. Yes, let me say this. In my experience in France, among young
this
people,
is a demonstration
students,
of Flip for Mac.
I don't know how they met them. Either you were a left-winger or you were a Catholic. There was nothing else. There were Catholics who were very strong, and who were also progressive in their politics because they belonged to the MRP, Mouvement Républicain Populaire, which was the Catholic party of the resistance. So they had a very good cachet. Because
this is a demonstration
active,
of Flip for Mac.
The communist in the resistance movement, but they were strongly Catholic and committed to the ecumenical church and sort of a Catholic international, and also very much committed to social Catholicism. At that time, the prêtres ouvriers were very popular. They were priests who were trained to be with the workers.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Specializing on the middle classes and the bourgeoisie, there were priests, worker priests, who worked as factory workers, but also acted as priests.
So how Catholic were you at the time?
I wasn't at all by that time. I was.
Okay.
No, that's what I meant. That's like, how did your views on religion change in the 40s, let's say?
Yeah, but that changed before.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What I'm asking.
Well, didn't that...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Talk about religion,
Yeah. Well, you know that I was brought up as a Catholic. I was baptized as a child despite my Jewish background. I was. as a baby I was a Catholic. I have absolutely no Jewish exposure, no experience with Judaism. And at the age of, by the age of 15, 16, I became almost a religious fanatic for Catholicism. And so at the age of 16...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I decided to try monastic life, which means that I volunteered for a summer residence at the Zirtzi Opatshag, or Cistercian Opatshag in Zirtz, with some others. By the way, the others, two or three others, they did become priests, either Jesuit priests or Cistercians. And I was there, and it was a very beautiful experience in many ways, because we had wonderful conversations about
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The sun, they were very, some of these Cistercians were extremely intelligent, highly, highly cultivated. And also because every night we went to the church and were singing Salve Regina, Regina, Salve Regina, which is one of the most beautiful Gregorian chants imaginable, and singing other Gregorian chants. But clearly I did not fit in, because I had too many doubts. And of course,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How do you imagine that you would live without women all your life? And what an idea. And so I, and that started then a very quick process of disillusionment. So, but mostly because the religion is all these, the incredible dogmas of the Church, of Holy Trinity and everything else. And
this is a demonstration
quickly,
of Flip for Mac.
And that, of course, the war must have had something to do with it. And the behavior of the Catholic Church, which was anything but laudable at that time, although the Cistercians were much more moderate than some other, than the bishops, for instance, or many of them were pro-Nazi, certainly were ferociously anti-Semitic. I began to...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Movements. I had a friend in Budapest who one day mysteriously and secretly announced to me that he belonged to a group called Hungarian Jacobins.
And when was it?
Where was it?
When? What year?
I don't know.
I remember talking
46.
About it, 43, you mentioned.
Yeah, I mentioned it already. So you were...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We didn't talk about the post-war period, but probably it's not important.
Let's say 1943. In any case, and then I mentioned all the told the anecdotes about it now. We found the
general... You got it in a bourgeois apartment.
So by the time I got to France in 1948, I don't think that I was Catholic in any way. I had to learn that in the West, especially in America,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Practice, whereas we were, you are, what's your religion? Catholic. This was a formality that one didn't have to take seriously. All right, so in France I wasn't a Catholic, but I had respect for some of the Catholics. And when, for instance, in 1949, many of the young people went to Budapest to the World Youth.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Event in Budapest. Thousands and thousands of young people came from all over the world. At that time, anybody, young intellectuals, as I said, you were either a Catholic or you were practically a communist. It was very hard to think in any other terms. And so thousands of young people, of course I didn't know more than five, went to Budapest for the World Youth.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They went in their life, and the right of French young people, that now the World Youth is meeting and celebrating the triumph of their ideology. And one of those who went was a nun, who was introduced to me by whom, the young nun who was a student at the Sorbonne. And she went because she was a communist, even though she was a nun. Mm-hmm. And when she came back...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Her impressions and her account made a very big impression on me, which shows that I still had a particular interest in what the Catholics are thinking and doing. Because on the one hand, I was very surprised that she was a communist and that she's going to Budapest to celebrate the idea of Marxism, and that she was a Marxist. But when she came back and asked her what was the impression,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Badly disillusioned. And mostly she said, can you imagine we had to walk around in the streets of Budapest and shout Éljen Rákosi, which is an alien Rákosi or something like this. Why should I shout this? So her reaction was a very attractive, normal Western democratic reaction to this totalitarian.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So from that I deduce, now that you asked me, that I was still particularly interested in Catholic. Mm-hmm. But that's the end. After this, I had no Catholic.